it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
A little bit of art of coaching around Chris Fagan's week. How do you think he would... So lots of commentary around his press conference,
yeah,
which I sort of get, but I also get that don't separate yourself from the players in that moment. But what comes next? He's spoken before around the reviews that the players are excellent. His players are excellent in identifying and owning what's gone wrong, and they've been through this a few times. Is that a continuing cycle, or do you put a much stronger edge on it now?
Well, that has its a shelf life as well. There's only so often the players can put their hands up and say, oh, look, we should have done that, and we really should have done that. And then, you know, maybe for 1 week there's a bit of a reaction, and then week two and three it drops away again. So there is that. And the game is so marginal. Like, we talk about the hope of a Harley Reid coming into West Coast, and obviously, and then Elliot Yeo, and then jumps on, like, Elliot Yeo probably jumped on, and Harley Reid goes, yeah, that's where I want to be, and then Tim Kelly, and then we've got Brass and McGovern, and then all of a sudden you think, oh, wow, you know, there's some energy there, some chemistry there. It can go the other way as well. It really is in the margins. So Chris Fagan's job is tough at the moment, because he's backed this playing group to a hilt, and they have supported him and followed through and with him, beside him, and got in behind him to be a top four team for a significant period of time. The amount of wins they've had in the last 5 years, the position that they've put themselves in to contend consistently over the last 5 years is the same group that's taken. It's very, very much similar. I've heard the argument about injuries. They've had the eighth most games lost to their best 22. Like, and this, that's like when you try and come up with the best 22, already you realize that the stat is flawed, because that's just not the way it works. But so that puts them eighth worst, puts them, and they had the seventh least last year. So they're 11th from injuries at this stage, or for the whole season last year. And they're eighth this year. So there's not a big margin in the games that are lost. So in the end, it comes back down to relationships. It comes back down to the energy and the desperation and the edge that this team either has or has not got at the moment. And the coaching challenge is, how do you get that edge back? I sense that Chris Fagan has relied on his players to drive themselves and to find it from within themselves, the motivation and the need to find that edge and to find those couple of percent to drive themselves to high performance. Whether that is still there, I think he'll die on that ditch, backing his players. But it's his imperative and it's his prerogative to push the buttons that he thinks he needs to push. Now, there may or may not be players that need to be dropped and that can be replaced. There may or may not be change that needs to occur. And he and his coaching group are responsible for making those calls. And whatever he makes, he will be judged and be accountable to. That's the nature of the job.
Would you, if you put yourself in his shoes this week, would you go for a bit of shock therapy? Having probably sort of nursed and cajoled through the first, would this be the moment to go, all right, it's shock therapy?
The challenge for him, and this is only without, apropos of, you know, I suppose what I've seen and what I know, is you need to stay true to your philosophy. And Chris Fagan's been a coach for a long period of time, a successful contributor to high-performing football programs over a long period of time, even before his iteration as Brisbane Lions senior coach. And he has a certain manner about him, and he has a certain philosophy that he follows. If he all of a sudden abandons that philosophy to be something else or to do something else, it doesn't ring true to the players. So he is pot committed,
yeah,
to the way that he has always been, because to do anything other than that is grating to a list that has seen you as one thing and believed and had comfort and followed and responded to this. So you can't just flip-flop and be something else, because there's a, it might have a spark, but it'll, you'll lose trust and it'll undermine the relationship. So there, it's it becomes diminishing returns of you know, what you can bring to the table that's new with a group that you've had this long and established relationship with, which is probably the rub. That's the real challenge that Chris Fagan and the coaching staff find themselves in. And I think there will be, I think there has to be some sort of change. But at the same time, so they've got Gold Coast this week. They've got Adelaide the week after, going to Adelaide. So they're two pretty tough weeks, I would suggest. And then you look forward. There's no, actually no, there's no easy games when you consider the predicament that they may be in.
Yeah, so they've got to win now. So whatever that is at 2-5, they've got to beat the Suns, they've got to beat the Crows, and then they've got another notionally winnable one. But if they can't win those, it'll be lost.
Which is the challenge, because if you haven't tried things, if you haven't made these shifts already, the week into a must-win game, what do you go to? Philosophically, as a coach, what do you go to? And if you go to the trust of the players that have been there and done that for you, and you've done that over a long period of time, which Chris Fagan has successfully, you're more than likely to do that again.